What's up, Bush Leaguers? Welcome back to episode 20. We've got our Gordon Hayward episode today. We're excited to get back to the grind after taking a little week off from Thanksgiving. Hope everyone had a good week with family and friends. Today's episode, we've got a lot of sports news to catch up on. We've got a big three of throwback songs. Let's rock and roll. What's up, guys? Welcome back. It's been a minute since we were in the studio. We're without Sut again today. He's got a basketball game tonight. So without Sut, just me and Mac double teaming the episode today.
But what's up?
Should be good. A lot of sports news. We missed a whole week. We just want to say we're so thankful for our listeners that are listening right now.
Very thankful.
Wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays in this season coming up. But Mac, you got anything you want to say before we move on?
Yeah, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
wise words of Harvey Dent in Dark Knight, mm-hmm. which correlates to Dark Horse and the Dark Horse of the NBA MVP season, Luka Doncic.
Yeah, he's looked really good so far, and it starts to become a question of when does he become not the Dark Horse and become the favorite?
Yeah, he's currently third in the league for points, second in assists. He's not up there with the boards, I don't think, but he's a very big contender up there.
The fact that he's averaging a 30-point triple-double at age 20 is just crazy.
Yeah, I haven't watched too much NBA, but I see him all over my Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. You can't really get rid of the guy.
And he's a very likable guy, too.
He is. He's a fresh face for the NBA. Yeah. Kind of, we see old guys like LeBron kind of wearing out. He's still good, though, 19-3 with the Lakers, but them kind of fading, and in comes the new rookies, Trae Young, Luka, all of them.
Yeah, well, I do want to, you mentioned Trae Young there, just because we live in Atlanta, Hawks fans all around us. Obviously, me and you aren't the biggest NBA fans. We don't follow religiously, but
mm-hmm.
just the fact that Hawks fans still think that they kind of won the trade with Trae Young and Luka is just insanity. Like, it's getting to the point where Luka's on pace to become like a top 10 player of all time if he continues playing like this, and he's still only 20.
I don't know if it's the environment he's in or if he's just that kind of player, but I overall think they did not win that trade. No.
And until I think I wanted, because they got another pick back, and I want to say it was a Cam Reddish pick, but it may have been DeAndre Hunter. I think it was a Cam Reddish pick. So either way, I still think Luka is still 10 times better than what the Hawks got back. But
I agree, but I mean, if I was a Hawks fan, I'd still be pretty satisfied with Trey, yeah. And then you get Cam.
We just got to hope Cam picked it up. He's struggling, shooting like 29% from the field. But then
mm-hmm.
Last night, as we record Wednesday, December 4th, he had 25 and he looked really good. So if he can play that way, then they're looking good. But another thing, I was talking about this with my friend Tyler. If you were an NBA GM, you'd start a team. Would you either have Luka or Giannis to start your team?
Giannis. I kind of feel like it's transitioned to a whole three-point game, and everyone's kind of a shooter these days.
Yeah.
And that's basically what Trey is, besides from a playmaker. And I'd rather have kind of Giannis as the board man, or he kind of does it all. He averages a triple-double as well.
Yeah.
He's basically doing the exact same thing, only a whole foot taller.
I mean, the only way I look at it is, if you're really looking at from a future point of standpoint, then you should probably take Luka just because he's younger, but I think it's more of a preference thing because they're both so good. So, like, I like Giannis too, but
yeah.
Other than that, pretty quiet in the NBA so far. I don't think there's no huge surprises from teams that have been good, but other than that, it's been pretty simple. Now, in college basketball, I've had a few surprises over the past few weeks. Michigan made the highest jump before losing to Louisville. They jumped up 22 spots from being unranked to number 4.
Mm-hmm.
After a few good games there, you saw last night with the ACC Big Ten Challenge, you saw North Carolina get blown out by Ohio State and Virginia blown out by Purdue in a revenge game there. So
yeah, something's up with UNC. I mean, they just lost. They also lost to Michigan,
mm-hmm.
which is why Michigan made their jump. It was a sloppy game. I did watch the Michigan-UNC game. It was very sloppy on both sides. I don't see Michigan as a number 4 seed, but then again, it is early. I'm sure there'll be a lot more upsets.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a crazy amount of upsets, it seems like, so far. Just a lot of, like, if you look at the AP poll from this past week in week five, you see like the trends on the side. You see like 22 spots, 4 spots, 9, 8. Been a lot of movement. But yeah, UNC without Cole Anthony, if teams shut him down, they really struggle to score. And same with Virginia. It was their third straight game of scoring 40 points or less yesterday when they went up to Purdue.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wish we had Sut here because he's the UNC expert.
He would. He'd give us a good insight.
I just feel like North Carolina, they look like a really young team that have zero chemistry with each other. Like, it's all pretty selfish play with Cole Anthony. But I could be wrong. They could be all seniors in the starting lineup, but it doesn't look like it.
Yeah. No, we'll get – when Sut gets back in here, I'm sure he can elaborate a little further. But your Irish took a loss to Maryland last night. I had to watch that game. Now, I didn't know Maryland was number 3, but they looked really good.
Dude, they're the real deal. And they kind of proved it last year in the tournament. Uh-huh. But, like, now they're really serious. And I think they're going to be, like, a good recruiting class and, like, get a lot of recruits in the next coming years. But I really saw that coming out of nowhere. And it's really going to help the Big Ten from, a conference standpoint. But they really haven't played that good of teams to get there. But, hey, they got a good schedule coming up.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. It's still only early December, so a lot of basketball to be played until we get to March and May. But other than that, it should be good. Let's move on to some NFL. We're moving into, on the fantasy side of things, we're moving into week 14, so most fantasy playoffs are starting up. Do you want to touch on that a little bit about just how to get ready for your playoffs?
Yeah, so I kind of prepared early for playoffs. For the past 3 weeks, I've been kind of picking up defense. I've been looking at the schedules ahead of time, who they're playing in week 14 and 15, because those are the playoffs for us. So I picked up the Packers and the Rams defense for just future reference. I picked up a extra tight end and QB in case any injuries happen, because a lot of good players are going to be gone.
Yeah.
And you got to prepare for the worst.
The way I look at it is, obviously, ideally, you would have liked to start a week or two ago if you were locked into the playoffs and knew you had your spot. But, yeah, you pick up your handcuffs for running backs, your defenses, because you're getting to the point where you don't really need the depth, especially if you're going 1 week and out, so you might as well be safe in case a player gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling this week with injuries with James Conner and Marlon Mack, but
I'm kind of struggling more on matchups. I got a lot of good defenses going against my guys, so we'll see how that turns out.
I mean, there's a lot of good matchups this week. Obviously, you start off the Ravens, continue their gauntlet of a schedule, play the Bills, 1 o'clock. What do you think about Josh Allen on Thanksgiving Day? I'm not sure if you watched it, but
I did not watch that.
Okay, he looked really good against the Cowboys, and he's – Bills are 9-3, and they're not out of contention for the division either.
Is there – like, I don't understand how they're winning these games, because they don't have, like, the big wide receiver names. Yeah. They have a rugby player – Devin Singletary up there. Like, is it their defense that carries
their defenses look good? I mean, Josh Allen's been able to do it with his legs. John Brown has been good this year. I picked him up in fantasy. He's been really solid for me. And then they got the Bees man, Cole Beasley. He seems like he's always got a 30-yard touchdown every week. So
another interesting game is Redskins at Packers. My Redskins, they do have a shot at the playoffs.
Okay, yeah.
It's a slight chance, but you're telling me there is a chance.
Go ahead, explain it to us.
Basically, they have to win out their division, obviously. And so with that, they play the Packers and then 3 divisional games, beating the Eagles, the Giants, and the Cowboys. And to do so, the Cowboys have to lose at least one of – or, I mean, have to lose all except one of their last couple games.
Well, no, the Eagles have to – they have to lose all, but they have to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, and that can be their one loss. But if it does happen, hey – go Redskins. We're going to do nothing in the playoffs, but I'm just excited that Terry's finally turning on. Darius Geis finally back from injury. He's looking good, and hopefully Dwayne turns it on. People say he's washed up or he sucks, but I think it's our receiving. We have no line. We have no receiving.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that turns out good. We got 49ers at Saints, too. That's another good game.
Yeah.
If the Saints do win, the 49ers are actually losing their division, and the Seahawks take first place, and the 49ers, who were once undefeated, are actually a wild card team.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they're going to match up with a team like Dallas, most likely, so
mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting. I mean, the 49ers look really good against the Packers, and then they obviously lost a close one against the Ravens, but still, they looked good overall. Chiefs-Patriots is 4:30.
Oh.
another game where it kind of feels like same thing with the Rams, where the Chiefs have not been as good this year. Obviously, Patty's been out, but they haven't been the high-powered offense that they were last year. So, see if the Patriots can continue to hold them. They've been just relying on their defense. Offense has been nothing great, but
Seahawks-Rams could be a good game if the Rams actually come to play mm-hmm. and Jared Goff actually throws good.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to Jared Goff's arm, and the defense has been questionable with all the superstar talent they have. Mm-hmm. It still hasn't been great.
One thing to point out, speaking of the Seahawks, is they recently acquired, you know, Josh Gordon through mm-hmm. the trade via Patriots. Did you know he's the only player in the NBA that's still undefeated? He went 6-0 with the Patriots, got traded, and then he's now 3-0 with the Seahawks.
Interesting.
And then, you know who's the only player that's never won a game this season? Good guess. It's Kenyon Drake.
Thank you.
0-6 on the Dolphins. Gets traded. He's doing well on the Cardinals, actually, now.
Well, he kind of took the spot from David Johnson, which was a huge surprise.
But he's still 0-4. So, that is sad.
Well, ever since, I'm not sure if you saw the tweet that the Cardinals put out about Chase Edmonds and fantasy, and David Johnson said, hey, we don't care about your fantasy teams. We just want to win football games.
Mm-hmm.
Since that tweet, when they got mad at fantasy owners for the Chase Edmonds thing, they are 0-4, 0-5.
Good, they deserve it. They're playing for our championships, for our $20 that we put in the pot to win
fantasy. We've got a little more at stake than they do.
I think they can give the ball to them a couple more times. One more thing, I'd like to go back to the 49ers-Saints game. As good as a game as it is, 49ers have a little turmoil going on right now. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously, if you don't know, they played the Ravens the past week, played Lamar. Their announcer made a little bit of... You can't make the comment he made. He just described... I'll let you explain. You've got to pull it up.
It's an ex-49ers player, I think linebacker named Tim Ryan, and he has, I think, a podcast just like us, just not as successful.
Mm-hmm.
And he did make some remarks about Lamar Jackson, and the Ravens were wearing their all-black jerseys, and the ball was kind of like a little dark brown in the rain.
Well, it was wet, so...
It was wet, but he basically said it blended in with Lamar Jackson and his makeup. So, that got a little...
I mean, you just can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say that on air, especially on a podcast, when you represent the 49ers as an ex-player for them, especially to an MVP candidate that's got a lot of attention.
Anything like that's going to get out nowadays, and it's just not... You can't say that when you're in a booth like that.
Not smart, yeah.
Let's move on. I guess that hits it pretty much for the NFL side of things. The playoffs are starting to figure themselves out a little bit. Obviously, the NFC is really top dominant, where they've got some really good teams, and then it drops off significantly, where the AFC is a little more evened out. So it'll be interesting to see as these last few weeks wind down, see how the playoffs turn out. Let's move into the college football playoffs, which...
Yeah, baby.
We were talking about earlier.
Who do you want to be your top four before we talk about the games?
I want LSU, Ohio State.
In that order?
Yeah, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and Oklahoma.
That's funny. I have the exact same order.
Now, I wouldn't be opposed to having Georgia, and just for strictly for having the better games. Now, I think when we look at it, LSU and Ohio State, I think, are both locks to make it if they, no matter what.
Yeah, I think they prove themselves.
Because their one loss is better than, like, if Utah and Oklahoma. I think that would be much better. Now, Clemson loses, I think they're out because their schedule is just so bad.
Okay, do you think Ohio State deserves to stay at one, or do you think LSU should pass them?
I personally think LSU should pass them. I see both sides of the argument, but I like LSU better. I think Joe Burrow's Heisman candidate, number one pick. So I think they should jump them. Now, I don't know if they will. Ohio State will have beaten, assuming they both win, Ohio State will be in number 8 Wisconsin, LSU number 4 Georgia. So I guess it depends on the outcome of the game, but I think they're going to stay the same.
They claim that Ohio State deserves it because they have like 4 top 25 wins. But LSU has 3 top 10 wins.
Yeah, like when you look at the LSU or Ohio State's wins are like against 16, 18. LSU's are against 1, 3.
Yeah.
So now one thing would be interesting. So let's say Georgia beats LSU.
Okay.
They're going to jump LSU. Georgia will be 3. You figure that Ohio State and Clemson both win. The playoff is Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia 3, LSU 4. So we could get a potential LSU Ohio State first.
Oh.
First round matchup. Now, that's only if Georgia wins, which I don't personally don't think they will. But
I hope they don't. But that could make things really interesting. I just really want Oklahoma in there. I want them badly in there.
I do too, especially over Utah. I know everyone talks about
their defense,
Utah's defense, but at the end of the day, I'd like to see Jalen Hurts get back there. Plus, it's kind of a thing where like Bama didn't make it, so it's like kind of a punch in the mouth if Jalen makes it after he leaves.
Who did Utah lose to?
USC. And then Oklahoma's only loss is to
Kansas State.
Kansas State.
And they're both by a touchdown. They both lost by a touchdown. I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. Was Utah's on the road? I know Oklahoma's was.
Yes.
Okay, so both very similar losses, I'd say. But
people want to see Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They want the offensive power in there. Okay. I haven't really watched Utah, but you need the big names. You need Jalen Hurts, the Heisman candidate, CeeDee Lamb. Like, you need these guys in your game to get viewers.
Yeah, I mean, another weird thing is Baylor could even jump into the playoff.
Baylor could.
If you look at, they would beat Oklahoma, obviously, knocked Oklahoma out. If Utah lost to Oregon, knocks Utah out, and LSU blows out Georgia, knocks Georgia out, Baylor slides right up into that spot.
That'd be great.
So.
I just don't want Georgia in there. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I agree with you. Obviously, my Gamecocks beat Georgia, so not really sure why we're not up there, but.
All right, you want to talk about the championship games?
Let's do it. Let's go ahead and roll into our picks of the week.
What's up, guys? We got our pick segment here, but before that, walking around the office, we saw our HR rep, Luke Brown, invite him to come in, make some picks and some big three choices with us today. So welcome, Luke Brown.
What's up? What's going on?
All right, let's transition to our championship picks for college football this week.
Yeah, so a big week for college football, a lot of games that will have big playoff implications. So start off with the Friday night game, Utah versus Oregon out there in San Francisco. Mac, you want to start us off?
I'm going to go with Oregon in this.
Okay.
Basically, they have to win for Utah to go under Oklahoma to move up. So just go Ducks.
Okay. Luke?
I also have Oregon. I'm biased on this one because I am a Georgia fan. So if Georgia loses, Oregon would be the best pick for this matchup.
Okay, I guess I'll be the one to mix it up, and I'm gonna take Utah. I like their defense against Justin Herbert, and I just think they're playing for a lot more than Oregon is. So I'm gonna take them. Moving into the Saturday slate of games, we've got the noon game, Big 12 Championship, Baylor, Oklahoma. Mac?
Obviously I'm gonna pick Oklahoma because I do want them to be the fourth spot in the playoffs. So go Sooners.
I also have Oklahoma. I just think their offense is too good to be stopped. Baylor's defense is good, though, but I just don't think they can stop Jalen.
I agree. I agree with Luke here. I like Jalen here with his experience in the playoffs with Bama and in the SEC championship game. I like him to lead them to another win and possibly a playoff berth, depending on the next game we've got on our schedule, the SEC game, Georgia-LSU.
I'm going to go LSU.
Luke?
Go Tigers.
I'm going Georgia. Defense, I think we'll be able to stop Joe. It's just going to come down to our offense and Jake Fromm.
Okay, I also like LSU here. I like Joe Burrow. Heisman number one, but
let's not skip an important matchup of the Sun Belt Championship. We got Louisiana versus App State. Who you got in that?
I'm going underdog. I'm going Louisiana. Raging Cajuns.
I'm taking App State.
Okay.
Just they've dominated all year besides Georgia Southern, so I'm going to stick with them.
I like Louisiana, too. I like the upset. Okay. And plus, previously on episodes when we did best team names, I did pick Raging Cajuns as, I think, my number two pick. So, go Raging.
All right. Moving on, we've got the American Athletic Conference game. Cincinnati-Memphis. Mac, who are you taking?
You know, one of my best friends just committed to Cincy, so go Bearcats.
I'm going Memphis.
I think I'm going to stick with Luke and also take Memphis. You know, if you didn't know, they recently just played each other in the last week of regular season. They played each other, and Memphis won by 10. So it'll be back down at Memphis. So I'm going to stick with Memphis, and they're going to win two in a row against the Bearcats.
All right, let's go out to the West, Mountain West Championship game, Hawaii at Boise State. Who y'all got?
I'm going to go with Boise State here. I just don't think Hawaii has a chance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I also like Boise State here. Their quarterback's been good all year, and I just think they're a lot better than Hawaii, and they're fighting for their New Year's Six bowl berth.
I'm going to have to go with Hawaii on this. Potential college for me when I'm looking at, but they didn't offer me a good good offer, so I'm probably going to pick a higher end. But go Rainbow Warriors.
Okay. Moving into the night games, we've got the first game, ACC Championship, a 28.5-point spread. Is everyone consensusly picking Clemson?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I think it's pretty clear pick there.
Go Tigers.
Moving into one of the bigger games of the day, the Big Ten Championship. We've got Ohio State and Wisconsin both fighting for their playoff berth. Obviously, Wisconsin's really on the outside looking in, but Ohio State controls their own destiny with a win or a loss. You would hope so. Mac, who are you taking?
I'm taking Wisconsin in this one. I know. It's bold, but that's what we do here in Bush League. It's what I do here in Bush League. Go Badgers.
Interesting. I'm taking Ohio State. Although Wisconsin has Jonathan Taylor, I just don't think he's going to get past Chase Young in that D-line.
Okay, I agree with Luke there. I like Justin Fields and Dobbins. I think they're going to run the table against them, against Wisconsin, who they already played well earlier this year.
All right. We're going to go over to our fantasy matchups this week.
Yeah, let's do it. So this week starts week 14 in the NFL. Starts off playoff. So round we've got one. A big game. You guys want to go ahead and start with you guys. You guys play each other in week one. Mac, you are the 3 seed, Luke the 6 seed. Go ahead and talk about your matchup.
Luke, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the underdog here. All right, started 2-6 on the season, made my way to 6-7. Pretty unlikely, but you know I did it, so I'd say I'm on a pretty good roll. I do, however, have an injury, Adam Thielen in the flex, so I'm throwing Robbie Anderson in there. But hopefully, if everyone stays healthy, including George Kittle, I think I have a pretty good shot.
You're welcome for that, Adam Thielen. By the way, I did trade him previously. Picked up Joe Mixon. We all know that. I am the 3 seed, so I am pretty high up there. Good record, but I have a tough matchup. You all know I hate Thursday night games. I got my QB Dak going against the Bears defense Thursday night. I'm not happy about that. Also, running back one, Alvin Kamara going against the 49ers defense. Not happy about that. Leonard Fournette against the Chargers, who have had a good defense this year as well. Offense has struggled, but that's beside the point. I got my kicker going against the Buffalo Bills, and my wide receiver one, Cooper Kupp, going against Seattle Seahawks. So as confident as I am in my players, tough matchups, we'll see how they progress. Jake?
Okay, I agree with you. I do have some tough matchups. My thing's not loading. Russell Wilson has had struggle the past few weeks, so I'm looking to hopefully get him back up to full strength. He's kind of carried my team throughout this year as the number one quarterback in fantasy for most of the year.
Welcome.
But he plays the Rams, so decent matchup there. Just hoping to turn it around. My running backs, I'm struggling a little bit with Connor out. Mac looks like he's going to play, but still a little bit questionable. He plays a tough Buccaneers run defense. They're actually number two in the run defense, which is a little surprising. And then my backup for Connor is Devin Singletary. He's got Baltimore, so that'll be a tough game. My receivers do look a little bit better. Adams and Diggs play Washington and the Lions, so two good matchups there. And then John Brown plays the Ravens as well, so should be interesting to get started tonight with the Cowboys and Bears. Got my defense going then, but I play Lucas, 5-4 seed. I'm the 4, so hopefully we can overcome the injuries and win this one and get back to full strength heading further into the playoffs.
All right, I think that does it for about sports. Let's get into what everyone's been waiting for, the big three of throwback songs. All right?
All right, so Luke's going to tap out for this one. Wasn't fully prepared. It's okay.
He's not a big music guy.
First time on.
It's been a pleasure, guys.
He's getting used to it.
Go go help some people in HR.
All right? Do the human stuff.
Go back to your office.
All right, so Mac, you want to explain your big three? You sent it in the group chat earlier, and we all agreed it was a good one. So
yeah, I was just listening to music, and I'm like, there's a lot of good throwbacks, and I was contemplating making a throwback playlist, but I didn't go through with it. A little too much work. Anyways, what this is basically any song before 2015.
Okay.
any decade you want. Just nothing recent, like past 2 or 3 years, because people are going to be biased, like, oh, you don't even like this song, but you got to think about the throwbacks, right? So do you want to go first, ladies first?
Sure. Now, we don't have Sut. Sut did not send his picks in. Now, I'll post him on the Instagram, but unfortunately, he was...
We could give him some picks. We'll pick some
for
him.
He was slacking a little bit, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll go ahead and start it off. I'll take Gold Digger by Kanye.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Just, I felt like it was going to get taken, so I had to take it early, but just kind of a classic older rap R&B song. I think it's a
like
good
it.
Pick.
We like should... It.
Now, Luke is still in here. Me and him used to listen to him in our middle school days on the way to a baseball games. So, brings back good memories.
Luke is a gold digger.
Of our NAML championship run we had.
Yep, go Tigers.
All right, I'll stick on the... No, I won't. No. First pick, I'm going Young, Wild, and Free by Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa.
Good pick.
Great pick. I used to love that song when I was little, even though I didn't quite understand it all, but... Great song.
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, I get two.
Yeah, you swing back around. All right.
I'm swinging. Swing back around, baby. All right, I'm going Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi. Another great song. It's got a good remix with Steve Aoki, but ultimate banger.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to take my next pick. Just I've been listening to it a lot. I don't know, a little feel-good song, Fireflies by Al City. Just a classic old song. I don't know why I've been listening to it recently, but it's came on a lot, and it's a good song.
All right.
And then to wrap it up, I'm going to try and hit a few different genres of music. I'm going to take more of a pop song here. I'm going to go Hips Don't Lie by Shakira.
Okay.
So really mixing it up. Take three. That's all I got. Go ahead and finish this out.
I'm kind of sticking on the whole rap R&B wave. I'm going Runaway by Kanye. Just a great song. I learned on the piano recently, so I'm pretty proud of that. But just one of his less up. Beat songs. It's kind of more of a sad song, but it's really fun. You got any honorable mentions?
Let's see. Let's scroll through my throwbacks playlist.
Oh, you got a playlist. You want to do with it. Okay.
I do. I don't know when it came out. I think it's prior 2015. You could go The Show Goes On.
Okay.
Party in USA.
Okay. I have Give Me Everything by Pitbull. Okay.
You could go two Soulja Boy songs with Kiss Me Through the Phone and Crank That.
Okay. I have 50 Cent with Candy Shop. That's a good one.
These are all great picks. Just really brings you back to the good old days of elementary and
of just your loving days. Loving them, but not understanding them. Just the good old days.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think that'll wrap us up for today. A little bit short of an episode, but we're back after a long break from Thanksgiving, so... Thanks for tuning in. Mac, do you want to hit us with the emoji of the episode?
Oh, the emoji. All right. Well, let's go something random.
Mac can give you the emoji. Comment on the episode post if you are still listening. Just show us that you are, and we'll give you a little shout out.
All right, boys. Under any post you'd like, your choice.
No, do the episode post.
Okay, do the episode post. And you're going to comment the blue suit with the yellow tie emoji.
Mm-hmm.
It is under smileys and people.
Okay.
So go do that.
We look forward to seeing those comments.
We might throw in a little reward, a little gift.
Maybe we will. We got a few extra shirts hanging around.
And we got others merch coming in, so you might get a little surprise.
All right, that wraps up for today. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter @Bush League Podcast and BLS Podcast.
All right, deuces, boys.
Peace.